Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Liv with your 8am Zlines. In Queensland news, former and retired Queensland miners are being urged to take free lung health checks to detect mine dust lung diseases. The number of mine dust lung disease cases for current and former workers diagnosed since 1984 has arisen to 400 in the last year. Administered by Resources Safety and Health Queensland, the lung check program provides a check every 5 years for life. Minister for Resources Scott Stewart said, "We always want people to get tested because early detection is critical to enable people to access support and treatment sooner. The majority of new cases have been discovered through the RSHQ program."
In more local news, the Queensland government has confirmed a blanket mobile phone ban in all state schools. The move follows all other Australian states who have already implemented the rule. Currently, 95% of state schools across Queensland have a clear policy banning the use of mobile phones during class times, but the change will prohibit their use altogether. The Queensland Teachers Union has welcomed the change and said it will ensure more face-to-face socialisation for students during their breaks and will increase focus on learning during class. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australia has signed up to the Climate Club, which is an alliance of nations that aims to decarbonise industry and pursue net zero emissions by 2050. The club was formed last year and is the initiative of German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Mr. Scholz welcomed Australia's decision to join the group that already includes the US, the UK, France, Italy and Canada. He said he looked forward to extending the partnership, which includes cooperation on the production and transportation of green hydrogen. Mr. Albanese said he was excited about the collaboration and hoped it would lead to new industries and jobs in Australia.
In more national news, a group of Victorian Caravan Park residents are being evicted after a developer has bought the land. The developer sent an email with a 2-week notice to all Avondale Caravan Park residents, including several elderly people. Consumer Affairs Victoria says Caravan Park residents are required 6 months' notice at least under the Residential Tenancies Act. A director of the development company said that they were unaware that there were any residents, stating, "We understand the recent events have caused uncertainty and anxiety for some occupants. This was not our intention and we sincerely apologise." Victorian Caravan Parks Association President David Pratt said more than 12,000 Victorians are turning to caravan parks as permanent homes.
And in international news, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said he has agreed to support Sweden's proposal to join NATO after a year of vetoing the country, just in time for the summit today and tomorrow. As a member of NATO, Turkey has previously rejected Sweden's application, suggesting that the country could only join if it was accepted into the European Union. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson Stoltenberg said the Turkish president has agreed to follow the accession protocol for Sweden and work closely to ensure ratification. United States President Joe Biden said he looks forward to welcoming Prime Minister Kristersson and Sweden as the 32nd NATO ally, following consistent confidence in Sweden.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 10 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.